Welcome back to the Wit and Wisdom Show. I'm your host, Fred Witt. If you enjoy listening to my program, please consider subscribing or leave a rating below. I appreciate your support. The title of this podcast is Be Patient. This one is very difficult for me. While I can be slow to make up my mind, once I've reached a decision, I want it as close to yesterday as you can get. I admit, I want what I want, and I want it now. My urge for immediate action is enforced and encouraged by current society. Most of the new products are intended to save time or help us do more with less. A TV show runs through an entire plot in 60 minutes, and movies are completed in less than 2 hours. The commercials promise that we'll instantly look better, look younger, or your money back. Everything we see and hear is geared towards instant gratification. When's the last time you spent 2 hours alone of uninterrupted time reading a book? While I want what I want when I want it, the reality is that life is a cycle, and I'm an infinitely small little cog. Whether it's the four seasons, the phases of the moon, or the ticking of our biological clock, the cycles of life are unbending and universal. If you have doubts, read Chinese or Greek philosophy written thousands of years ago. It's as relevant today as it was then. For example, it was probably Confucius thousands of years ago who said, "In the battle between the water and the rock, the water wins because of its persistence." You can't bend the will of nature to meet your needs. And if you try, you'll end up frustrated and exhausted, or worse. Think about it. Are you the water or the rock? Each case or project you work on will have its own cycle. An organized business will prepare a timeline with a critical path of events. Each must be accomplished before the next milestone can be reached. An experienced manager will carefully develop these plans because the company's budgets and goals literally depend on them. Success then will be measured each week to determine whether the focused execution is keeping the project on time and under budget. Even the smallest thing you work on, the most minor negotiation, will have its own time frame and its own cycle. The better you understand the problems and limitations of the other side, the greater your chance of success. The fact is, things take time, and you shouldn't unduly rush them. To do otherwise will put your request or objective at risk. People and organizations that you deal with have a certain tempo for operating, and you must allow them to complete their process. Sometimes it will allow them to build consensus, and other times to change direction. Either way, you must get out of the way. Your patience and understanding will invariably be rewarded. Folks, I'm here to tell you, slow and steady wins the race. So the bottom line, the conclusion, patience is indeed a virtue. Be patient. Is it easy? No. Fact is, it's something I have to remind myself daily. Best of luck. Thanks for listening. If you like what I say, and if you're interested in learning more about me and more about my writings and my thinking, I've written 4 books, 3 self-help books, and then a novel, Partnership of Crime. The 4 books are listed on my author website. So you can find my 4 books available on my author website, which is fredwitt.com. So fredwitt.com. So please check my author website and you can learn more. I appreciate your support and interest.